This is an update, a second update on a story that we had. Remember the story about the guy who was lost at sea, and he survived 24 days. This is in the Caribbean, on ketchup and some seasoning cubes that he had.
Yep, I remember that.
Amazing story. Yeah. And he's okay. You know, he was rescued by the, I think it was the Dominican Navy. All is good. Last week we had a story update where Heinz, because of course the guy survived in ketchup, decided that they wanted to find the gentleman because they wanted to gift him a new boat, which was very nice of Heinz, involving a little philanthropy and marketing at the same time.
Sure.
Heinz putting out a search. In fact, actually created a hashtag find the ketchup boat guy, because I couldn't find him. And, well, the update is he's been found.
All right.
Yes. Heinz's search for the man who survived nearly a month at sea by eating nothing but ketchup and seasonings is over. Elvis Francois has been located. Social media helped locate him. Heinz says, we received thousands of likes and shares and messages of kindness in our search to find Elvis Francois. An incredible brilliant. Group effort across six continents that led to hundreds of articles and leads to our eventual contact with Elvis.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that really?
That's huge.
Is that his real name?
That's what it says.
Elvis Francois. Oh,
that's what it says. Elvis Francois. So the company right now is working out the logistical details of gifting him his new boat.
And it's a blow-up dinghy.
It better be a good boat. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, after all that.
Heinz says his Instagram post reached 4.8 million people and garnered more than 4,000 likes. Which, of course, again, I'm not disrespecting or suggesting there was anything more than an idea of philanthropy from Heinz. But, hey, you know, if you can get a little... get a little goodwill toward your company?
I suppose, sure. Yeah.
That'll be another one for another follow-up later on, too, when we get the picture of the guy being handed the keys to the boat and that he gets to launch it with a bottle of ketchup.
With a bottle of ketchup.
Yeah, exactly right, instead of champagne. And no doubt, the name on the boat will be Heinz.
Heinz, yeah.
That would only be appropriate, wouldn't it? Well, like you said, if it's a good boat, it really is. Going back to the story itself, though, an amazing story to be able to survive 24 days on ketchup and seasoning cubes. Yeah, that's what it says here.
Pretty
seasoning
amazing.
Cubes. So there's your update, as we like to do as we can as best as possible. Follow up on stories that we bring to you.
And the kind of boat, again, is what will...
It doesn't say. It just says...
Like a ketchup bottle or something.
Working logistical details of gifting... What logistical details could there be?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just give him the boat.
Well, licensing, I suppose.
Well, licensing and getting the boat to him from wherever it's built
and all that kind of stuff. Hopefully there's no...
get it painted with the name on it.
Taxes or, as you said, licensing involved. Hopefully Heinz picks up the tab.
You would think they would do that... And give him like a lifetime supply of
ketchup,
condiments.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That would be worth it.
Keep your boat supplied just in case.
Ketchup, mustard, and I think they do relish too. So
they do.
Yes.
And pork and beans.
Well, you can add that to the survival.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a survival kit that includes more than ketchup.
Do they make beverages?